Talk about being slow on the uptake. That was when I finally realized that Naomi and Margaret must have had some kind of quarrel. Whatever the topic of discussion had been, it was something Naomi didn't want to share with me any more than she wanted to tell it to some note-taking FBI operative. And that's when I had the first, tiniest glimmer that maybe Naomi Pepper knew far more than she was pretending to about Margaret Featherman's unexplained absence. That would explain her obvious reluctance to discuss it. It would also explain her virtual panic at my mention of security cameras in the ship's corridors. Those thoughts entered my mind, but I immediately pushed them aside. If she was involved in what had happened to Margaret, I didn't want to hear it. After all, Naomi Pepper and I had spent several very pleasant hours together in the course of the last several days. She was someone I was comfortable with, someone whose company I could see myself enjoying. Surely I couldn't be that unlucky. Surely lightning wouldn't strike me twice in exactly the same way. Cops, even ex-cops, aren't supposed to become involved with people who turn out to be homicide suspects, or worse. Even though I didn't want to know the answer, I couldn't keep from asking. How unpleasant was it? Naomi's gaze settled into one of those distant, thousand-yard stares that excluded me and left her blind and deaf to everything going on around us. Naomi, I prompted. Her eyes strayed back to me. It happened such a long time ago, she said in a strangled whisper. Why would anyone want to bring it up this many years later? Bring what up? My daughter, she said. Missy. What about her? For the longest time, Naomi averted her eyes. Once again, she bit her lower lip and didn't answer. Missy,